We're still waiting on results for some races, but have there been any surprises so far, in your opinion?
In terms of a local congressional or a state house district with Peach Waters district being very close, it's hard to see incumbents lose in state races or any type of races. And so seeing a race like that being very close is something that is a little bit surprising. I think if you look at the local congressional district race in the 7th congressional district on the Republican side, I expected that to be pretty close. It was hard to get a real clear sense on who was the favorite given the lack of polling in the district. But it's interesting, one kind of facet that comes out of that race is that we'll have two women running for the congressional district here in the Lehigh Valley. Susan Weil was the first woman to represent the district, and now we're going to have, for the first time, two women from the major parties on the ballot. So those are some interesting thoughts on last night's election.
Yeah, let's talk about that race for a little bit more. This is the seat currently held by Susan Wild. Now that we know it's Lisa Scheller versus Susan Wild, how close of a race do you think this will be in November?
Interesting race. 2016, the district wasn't created yet, but this would have been a district that would have been a plus one Hillary Clinton district. So it's about as even as you can find a district in terms of presidential politics. What's really fascinating was 2018 was a great year for Democrats. I think that helped push Susan Wild to the victory. I think she may have very well have won even without a great year, but the margin of victory that she had in that election, I think, was substantial and maybe a little bit aided. So when you come to this fall, it looks like a competitive district, the Lehigh Valley, which is the cornerstone of that district. There is a little slice of Monroe County, is a very politically competitive area. And so I think a lot of national political mood in the fall might bleed into this district and have an effect. If it's a good year for Democrats, certainly it might be hard to knock off someone like Susan Wild. If Republicans have a little bit of a wind at their back, I think it could be a more competitive race. One thing to note, it's hard to beat incumbents, but if you're going to beat an incumbent in their first reelection bid, it's the best chance.
Dr. Bork, let's talk about voter turnout for a second. We know that in primaries, that turnout is historically lower compared to the general election. We know in Northampton County, just 29% of registered voters came out for this primary. Is that number where you'd expect it to be, or do you think the pandemic had anything to do with this?
Yeah, Stephen, it was this year was incredibly hard to have a clear expectation, given that we're doing this in the midst of a pandemic. We've changed over our ballot structure to people largely voting through a mail option that was given to them. Interesting artifact from last year and the reforms that were done in the state capitol. And so it was really, in from my perspective, asked. People were asking me, what should we expect in terms of turnout? And I said, I have really no clear idea given that the circumstances are so unique. Also, we saw the prestige race that would have been on the ballot, the Democratic presidential primary, be settled by the time it came to Pennsylvania. There was a chance when the race was proceeding earlier in the year that we might have played a bigger role. Obviously, the way the race broke down, Joe Biden moving ahead, and then the pandemic took us out of the mix there. So I think that in some ways had a limited effect on who would actually turn out in the race, especially on the Democratic side, where there might not have been as many competitive races as there were with the local congressional race on the Republican side.
Let's talk about the Democratic and Republican national conventions. As of right now, they're slated to take place in August, but it's likely they're going to look different from those in years past. What else do we know about these conventions right now?
We really don't know what they're going to look like because of the nature of those situations. We see what's happening in North Carolina with the back and forth between the president and the governor. We see the Democrats, I think, clearly leaning to the possibility of having that chance to, have an in-person event really being far less likely than it was. So here's the story on the Democratic side. Sanders is going to have some ability to, even though he's not going to win the nomination, to exert his influence. I think you've seen that on Joe Biden a little bit already. He's moved a little bit to the left in terms of his policies. And I think that's the product in some ways of Bernie Sanders and still having delegates available to him. I think that's going to be a little pressure point. How that comes out in terms of the setting and individuals being engaged really seems uncertain right now. Will it all be virtual? Will it be some component of it at a smaller level? It's just, at this point, a lot of guesswork.
Yeah, well, all eyes are certainly on November. We're going to be keeping a close eye on it, and we know you will as well. Dr. Christopher Borick, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you, Stephen.